before I knew anything about the birthday party. So she has pulled triple duty. She ran and pulled off a celebration, birthday celebration within our family yesterday for me, and some Independence Day celebrations. Then she's preaching today and then the birthday party later. I give honor to her and so thankful for her today. Hallelujah. How about you put your hands together, invite her as she comes and preaches the word of God.
Praise the Lord. You can go ahead and be seated. I'll get to my scripture in just a minute here, but I know everyone's been standing. I do want to say just thank you to everyone who came and joined with us this morning. I do believe that God has something that he wants to just encourage us in today. And so I'm thankful for that. And I give honor to my husband on his birthday. I'm so very thankful for him. I'm going to try to get through this. And everything that he does for our family, for the church, for everything. And so it is an honor for me to get to do all of this to celebrate you. And I see how much he goes through each and every weekend, putting a sermon together and all of those things. And I'm happy to be able to take it off of his plate so that he can just enjoy his weekend. So thankful for that. This morning, God just laid something on my heart, and I guess you could say personal, but God's been bringing out some things in me, and I believe that it's just something that God wants to share with all of us. Because I have, we all have flaws, but, you know, if you were to ask my parents or my family to describe me, at first they'd go through all the things, you know, you're supposed to say about your kids, right? You know, you give all of the, oh, they're smart, they're beautiful, all the things. But once you got down to a true answer, there'd probably be one word in common amongst everybody that you talk to, and that would be the word stubborn. And I looked up the definition just to make sure that it was the right word that I was looking for. And it said, someone who refuses to change their mind, ideas, or actions, even when pressured. Or when referring to an object, it can mean difficult to move or resistant to efforts. Yep, that's the right word. And so, again, I'm not glorifying this flaw that I have, but I also see it come out in my children, as it usually does, right? You see the worst parts of you come out in them. And my daughter, if you guys know her, you know how stubborn that she can be. And I was racking my brain to find just like that one good story of being stubborn. And you know what? Honestly, there's just hundreds. So I couldn't pick one. Even little Henry, you know, he's got a at 2 years old, pick out his shoes, and he won't wear any other pair of shoes but the shoes that he has in his mind that he has to wear, and there's no telling him any different. He's like, no. So he's not in church shoes today. He's in tennis shoes that are three sizes too big for him because he's like me, and he gets things made up in his mind, and he's stubborn. And so I'm not condoning, of course, necessarily just being stubborn just out of pride, right, and being stubborn. But something that I'm trying to teach my daughter is that it all depends on what you are being stubborn for or immovable for. Because simply fighting to get your way in everything is wrong, right? But holding firm to what you believe in is right. And so that's what I want to talk to us about today, is being a stubborn Christian. Or being immovable. If we could turn to Acts chapter 20, if you have your Bibles, if you can stand, it's just a couple verses, but we'll honor the word of God this morning. Acts chapter 20, starting at verse 17. Starting at verse 17. I'm sorry, Brother Judas. Acts chapter 20, starting at verse 17. It says, and this is Paul writing, talking about Paul. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come unto him, Paul, He said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul went through a lot of things. The Jews were laying in wait for him. He was a prisoner. There was all of these things going on. He said, with many tears, all of these things were happening all around him. But he said that none of these things move me. He was a stubborn Christian. He was immovable. Hallelujah. You can be seated. There are many things in this life that try to move us, right? A diagnosis, financial pressure, betrayal, fear, disappointment, delay, persecution, and I think probably most of all, just for our current state, is our cultural pressures, right? The temptations of this world. And we're all moved by something, but yet Paul says, none of these things move me. And it's not because life wasn't difficult. I think we can all argue that his life was a little harder than ours. And not because he lacked emotions, but it was because something deeper held him in place. The goal of Christianity isn't a life without storms. It's a life that refuses to be moved when those storms come. Paul had many storms, but, I mean, literally and figuratively, but what he was saying was, none of these circumstances will change my direction, my convictions, or my calling. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what it means to be immovable. It means that my faith doesn't change because my circumstances change. Being immovable means that my commitment doesn't depend on convenience. Being immovable means that my obedience isn't determined by opposition. Paul was able to stand there and say that these things did not move me. He was able to be immovable because he knew. He knew who had called him. He knew his identity was in Jesus. He knew what mattered most. That next part says, I count not my life dear unto myself. And he trusted in God. He knew that suffering could not stop God's plan. And, you know, we look at all of these Bible characters. We look at Paul and see, you know, maybe if I was in that circumstance, how would I measure up? But the thing is, Paul, he wasn't born immovable. And neither are we. We become immovable. And it's by recognizing that he is standing on something stronger than himself. Psalm 62 and 6. It says, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. If we want to be immovable, if we want to be able to stand firm when the storms come, we've got to stand on the rock. Hallelujah. We've got to stand. We've got to build our life on Jesus Christ, the rock. Hallelujah. The reason that we can stand firm is because we stand on the rock. The Bible tells the story in Matthew chapter 7 of the wise man and the foolish man. He He says, those that, you know, take heed to my word is like a wise man who's built his house on the rock. And when the rain falls, it will be safe. And those who don't, says he likened unto the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain fell, it was destroyed. And the thing is, as I've tried building my house on the sand, and you know what? The beach is beautiful, right? The problem is that when you're living on the beach, you track in sand, it gets in the house, it gets everywhere. There's flooding issues, there's hurricanes, there's all these things, right? So it may be a beautiful, pretty scene on the beach, right? On the sand, a house on the sand. But in the end, the only way that we can stand firm when the storm comes, when temptation comes, when these circumstances of life come, is if we are built on the rock. And when we are built on the rock, we have a firm foundation that cannot be moved, because the strength of a building is determined long before the storm comes. Hallelujah. 1 Colossians 1:23. It says, if ye continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. It says, be grounded, be settled in your faith. And there's a progression there, right? Grounded, settled, not moved away. Because when you're built on the rock, when you're built on the firm foundation, it means that you're staying in God's word. It's you allow the truth to anchor you. When you're building your life on the rock, it means prayer. It means keeping connected with the rock. When you're building your house on the rock, it means obedience, because deep roots develop through that daily faithfulness, that consistency that we have in our life. Hallelujah. And building on the rock, it means community. Trees in a forest withstand storms a whole lot better than isolated ones do. Hallelujah. And so if we're building our life on the rock and we're having a firm foundation, we need to be rooted and grounded. We need to be immovable. Because life will bring storms. And if we're not intentional about building these disciplines in our life, then we can get tossed to and fro, right? I've seen it when people come in and they don't have a firm foundation. They don't give God time to build roots in their lives. Hallelujah. And every opinion, right? Every YouTube preacher, everything comes and sways them one direction or the other direction. Instead of looking in the Word of God, they look elsewhere. Hallelujah. Or you question God every single time you feel a raindrop, right? We've got to be rooted. We've got to be grounded. We've got to know what's in the Word of God. We've got to be connected to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Obedience and being a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Keep us immovable. Hallelujah. David, when he was faced with Goliath, he said, "The battle is the Lord's." Hallelujah. Those three Hebrew boys, when they were faced with a storm, they said, you know, my God is able, but even if he doesn't, I will not bow. Daniel, it says that he prayed as he did aforetime. That means he didn't do anything different. He prayed that day, even though he knew the consequences, just like he did before. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust them. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. How did all of these people have the strength to stand up and say, but none of these things move me? It was because they were standing on the rock. Hallelujah. It was because they had a faith in God. Hallelujah. That was immovable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got to be steadfast, immovable. Hallelujah. And you know, some people read that, they want that abundant ministry before they develop that steadfast character, right? But God reverses the order. He says if we want to be immovable, it means you've got to keep serving. Even if it goes unnoticed, you've got to keep worshiping. Even when you're suffering, you've got to keep giving. Even when the money's tight, you've got to keep waiting. Even though you need an answer now, you've got to keep loving. Even when people make it difficult, hallelujah. You've got to keep obeying, even when there's pressure all around you. Hallelujah. Paul, he lost his freedom, his comfort, his possessions, and eventually his life, but he never lost his footing. Hallelujah. Why? It was because even Rome wasn't strong enough to move someone who was standing on the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your identity is built on success or wealth or relationships, life will shake you, right? It'll shake you. But if your life is built on Christ, if it's built on the rock, the storms may come, but they won't move you. Hallelujah. You'll be able to stand and say, I am immovable because I stand on the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being immovable means that, you know, it can be difficult at times, right? And I know that some of you here today, maybe today is you making the decision, I'm going to build my life on the rock. Some of you, you've been in church a long time, and maybe you're standing on the rock, but you're looking over at the sand, and you've got your eyes over there, and maybe it's been hard. You've trusted in God a long time, but you're looking over there, and you're saying, man, that sand, it did look good. You know, we all have to have that reminder. And I'm here to encourage you today, build your life on the rock. Stand firm. Be immovable, regardless of what this world says, regardless of what media says. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is immovable. And if we stand on that rock, nothing in this life can shake us, can bring us down, can tear us down. Hallelujah. And we're going to have hardships. It's just a part of life. Hallelujah. But when we get rooted and grounded in the Word, hallelujah, and when we're obedient to the Word, and, you know, you can't be on the rock halfway. You can't have one foot on the rock and one foot on the sand. It doesn't work that way. You can't build that way. You'll try. You'll go on the foundation, and no matter how you try to lay it down, it's lopsided. It's not going to work. And so we can't take bits and pieces of the Word of God. We can't take, you know, obey here and not here if we want to be built on the rock. We've got to be all on the rock. We've got to stand firm and trust in God as our chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If we could stand, I want to read one more scripture. It's Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. In the ending, it just says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. That's what we're doing it for, right? Hallelujah, because the thing is, all of the disciples, they didn't get to see all of the promises, right, fulfilled. There's a lot of people in the Old Testament, they never got to witness the outpouring of the Spirit and things like that. Hallelujah, but they were faithful even still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we may, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God has blessed me. We are blessed here today. Hallelujah. And so we don't necessarily face all of the persecution and the things that they did. Hallelujah. But we do still have storms in in life, right? We still face so many hard things. I'm not belittling at all the things that we face. There are some of you that have lost loved ones, who have gone through trauma, who have experienced hard things. Hallelujah. But when you're standing on the rock, like we sang earlier, it's not our strength, then we're standing on His. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want to encourage you to stand on the rock. Hallelujah. And if that means giving up the sand, giving up the beach, giving up some things that might feel good or look pretty, I can assure you that none of those things matter when the storm hits. Hallelujah. I know that each and every one of you would choose to be on the rock. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Hallelujah. We can't, in this generation, in this world, allow ourselves to just go everywhere the wind takes us, right? Hallelujah. But we stand on Him. We stand on the rock. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you today that no matter where you are, maybe you're building that foundation here today. Hallelujah. Maybe you're just refocusing on the rock and remembering, wait a second, I'm on solid ground. There is nothing. Maybe it's just making up your mind and being stubborn and saying, you know what? No matter what comes my way, I am standing on the rock. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter. Hallelujah. What comes, I'm standing. This altar is open. If we just want to make that proclamation to God this morning and just say, God, it doesn't matter what comes my way. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to be immovable, God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter my circumstance. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter when they're backbiting and gossiping against me. It doesn't matter what is going on my job, God. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, what's happening, God. I'm going to stand on the rock. I'm going to stand for Your word. I'm going to stand for what I know to be true and what I know to be right, God. Hallelujah. And if I don't know, I'm going to go to the word. I'm not going to go, hallelujah, to the world. I'm not going to go anywhere else, but God, I'm going to go to Your word. I'm going to be rooted and grounded, God, in You, in Your word, and in Your spirit, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we stand firm for You here today, God. Immovable and steadfast, Jesus. Hallelujah.